I welcome and thank all the assembled devotees. Presence and association. We have young and old, black also in the back, black in the back and whites, and ladies and gentlemen, everybody is here. Thank you. So, devotees from all over the world are here, all over the universe, all over from Golok. Some of you came from Golok. Yeah, you forgot? Hari Hari. If you have forgotten, this Bhagavatam is meant to remind all of us. Okay, so this morning we are reading from Canto 10th, chapter 14th, text. Oh, no, what's happening? I opened the wrong. Okay, it's here. Sorry. Yeah, Canto 9, Chapter 4th text. We have to go back. I was told 57 onwards, and those verses, they do not have purport. So then we'll come to the verse on the board is number 63, and then we will read the purport also. And talk a little bit more. So 57th onwards. Aham Sanat Kumarasya Narado Bhagavan Ajaha Kapilo Pantara तमो देवलो धर्म आसुरिहि मरिचि प्रमुखाश्चान्ने सिद्धेशः पारदर्शनः विदाम्न वयं सर्वे यन्मायां मायया व्रतः तस्य विश्वेश्वरश्चेदं शस्त्रं दुर्विषहं हिनः तमेव शरणं याहि हरिस्तेषं विधास्यति. Translation of all these verses here. Past, present and future are known to me. Lord Shiva is speaking here. Sanat Kumar, Narada, the most revered Lord Brahma, Kapil, the son of Devahuti, Apanataram, Tara, Lord Vyasade, Devala, Yamaraj, Asuri, Marichi, and many saintly persons headed by him, as well as many others who have achieved perfection. Nonetheless, because we are covered by illusory energy of the Lord, we cannot understand how expansive that illusory energy is. You should simply approach that Supreme Personality of Godhead to get relief, for this Sudarshan Chakra is intolerable even to us. Go to Lord Vishnu. He will certainly be kind enough to
to bestow all good fortune unto you.
So this is Shiva or Shiva speaking to Durvasa Muni. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni is the chapter title. So those who have been listening Nityam regularly here at Krishna Balaram temple, you know what is going on here. But the visitors are also here, so they could quickly try to understand the context here. So, well, a few more verses before the final one.
Tato nirasho durvasaha padam bhagavato yayo vaikunthakhyam yadadhyasti srinivasaha sriyasaha. Thereafter, being disappointed even in taking shelter of Lord Shiva, Durvasa Muni went to Vaikuntha Dham, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, resides with his consort, the Goddess of Fortune. Text 61. Sandhyamano jita shastra vanhina tatpadamule patita sabe pathu ahachyutananta sadipsita prabho kritagasambhavahi mavahi vishvabhavana. Durvasa Muni, the great mystic, scorched by the heat of Sudarshan Chakra, fell at the feet of Narayan, his body trembling. This is Durvasa Muni. He spoke as follows: O infallible, O unlimited Lord, protector of entire universe, you are the only desirable object for all devotees. I am a great offender, my Lord, please give me protection. Text 62. Ajanata te paramanubhavam kritam mayagham bhavataha priyanam videhi tasya pachitam pachitim vidhata muchetayannam nyudite narado narakopi. Excuse me. O my Lord, O Supreme Controller, without knowledge of your unlimited prowess, I have offended your most dear devotee. Very kindly save me from the reaction of this offense. You can do everything, for even if a person is fit for going to hell, you can deliver him simply by awakening within his heart the holy name of your Lordship.
Okay, so please repeat after me. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Hyasvatantra Yavadvija. Sadhuvir Grasta Ridayo. Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priyaha. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Aham, I, Bhakta Paradhinaha, am dependent on the will of my devotees. He indeed Aswatantraha, I am not independent. Eva, exactly like that. Dvija, O Brahmana, Sadhu Bhihi, by pure devotees, completely free from all material desires. Grista Ridayaha, my heart is controlled. Bhaktaihi, because they are devotees. Bhaktajana Priyaha, I am dependent not only on my devotees, but also on my devotee's devotee. The devotee's devotee is exactly dear to me. No, extremely devoted to me. Exactly, also extremely devoted to me. Sorry. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahman, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Really, please take note of Lord is saying. Be attentive. I have your attention. Attention, please. Lord is speaking. That's why. Who are you listening to now? Soon. This one is me. Just now coming. You're going to be listening to the Lord. So please be attentive. This is Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Okay. I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Anyway, I want to say something in the middle. The God realization. Now we work on self realization and God realization, right? So to hear what Lord is saying here, elsewhere also, but here, and understand and realize that is God realization, that is Krishna realization. See, what is he talking? Then you will, I will, we will all realize what kind of God we are talking about, or what kind of God he is. Lord is speaking. I mean, from his heart, of course. He always speaks from his heart. He's speaking very confidentially. This chapter and, this section of this chapter is, Lord is really wanting the whole world to know what is on his mind, or what he is like. Especially, what is his understanding of his devotees? How does he treat them? In fact, honors them. I And if such devotees are offended, then what does Lord do? Doesn't just sit around, he gets into action. And that's what we are seeing here in this episode. There was a offending Ambarish Maharaj, then what did Lord do? And what did he do and what did he say also? First he did something, he has done something. Sent his Sudarshan Chakra. And when offender has come to him, Hari Hari, he is chanting the glories of his devotees. How does Lord evaluate devotee? What does devotee mean to the Lord? So he has just started in this verse saying some of those things, and it's amazing. Statement after statement, Lord is going to be talking about his devotees, what he thinks of his devotees. Sadhavo Ridayam Mayam. He's also going to say that. Sorry, I'm just saying all this in the middle of the translation, but he's going to be saying, Sadhus are my heart, or sadhus are in my heart. Sadhavo Ridayam Mayam. Sadhunam Ridayam Tvaham. And I am in their heart, and really, and more, much more. To hear these things, understand these things, I thought this is God realization, Krishna realization. You realize Krishna, what God is like. And not only what he does, but what even he thinks. Think, right? God could think, yes, no? God could think? But only you could think, and God cannot think. God also has feelings. Thinking, feeling, willing, all these things. Hari. Indeed, I will continue translation. I am not at all independent. I mean, Lord does really means this. And that is what we'll find throughout the scriptures. Lord is not independent. Not only is talking like this, I'm not. But that's a fact. Proven. Lord has proven this fact. I'm not at all independent, because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. Prabhupada is, Lord is extending that. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. That is what we are That is what we are supposed to be, right? Devotee of devotee. Servant of the servant. Purport.
All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of His devotee, Haribo. First, Prabhupada says, everybody is under Lord's control, Brahma and Shiva, but such Lord is under the control of who? His devotees. That's what Lord said, Prabhupada is repeating. This is Bhagavatam as it is. No? Like Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavatam as it is. What Lord said, Prabhupada is repeating in his words, in his own words. The essence is intact. Why is this? Because the devotee is annabhilashita shunya. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. Hari Hari. Now it is lights are on us now. It's controlled by the devotees. Why? Because devotees are like this. Like what? Srila Prabhupada is pointing out. Anna Abhilashita Shunya. Anya Abhilasha Shunya. Any other abhilasha desire, no other desires. But desiring Lord only. His only desire, this is a devotee, his only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve Him best. Are you taking note of this? Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paye Chekeva. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Hari Hari. Yes, you are with us. Don't turn off your ears. Stay tuned in. Okay. Closing eyes is allowed. Only half. Half open, half closed. Maximum half closing. Really. Sit properly. That makes you alert and attentive. That's a posture for being attentive.
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as a Gopi Bharatu Pada Kamala Yor Dasa Dasa Anudasaha. Thus he instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna, but the servants of the servants of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyasadev, and Sukadeva Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasadev, and Sukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, therefore says, are still more devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Yasya Prasadat, what? Bhagavat Prasadaha. All know this, right? Yasya Prasadat. Say, Yasya Prasadat. If one very sincerely serves spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Devotee of the devotee, or becoming servant of the servant. Tamal Krishna Maharaj wrote a book also called Servant of the Servant. He is a servant of servant. Srila Prabhupada, okay. Srila Prabhupada is a servant and his servant, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki. And you ki jai also, if you are servant of the servant. Someone claims, oh, I'm Krishna's servant or Krishna's devotee. Name, te me, bhakta janaha partha. This is, Srila Prabhupada quoted this statement from Adi Puran. If you claim, if someone claims, I am a devotee of Krishna, then devotee says, no. You are not my devotee. Madhbhaktanam e bhaktaha. Madhbhaktanam e bhakta te bhakta tamaha mataha. Lord says, those who are devotees of my devotees, bhaktanam bhakta. Devotee of a devotee, they are bhakta tamaha mataha. Again, mataha is my opinion. Lord, not on the, this is not on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but elsewhere, Lord is talking to Partha. I'm assuming, I don't know exactly whether this Partha is Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira also could be Partha, all Pandava brothers, or at least three of them, sons of Kunti are Partha. So, Lord is addressing Partha. Could be Arjun, says Madhbhaktanam e bhakta. Those who are devotees of my devotee, they are my, not only devotees, bhakta tamaha. They are best of the devotees.
They are better devotees, best devotees. The word used is bhakta tamaha, bhakta tamaha. Bhakta, bhakta tar, bhakta tam. Superlative degree. Not only devotees or good devotees are better, the best devotees. Bhakta tamaha, mataha, again. This is my opinion. Whose opinion? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, again, Lord is talking there. So becoming devotee of devotee. And that is what, Hari Hari, it seems, just to Lakshmi is performing Lord's austerities in Vrindavan, not far from here, in the forest called Belban. But Lord is not, seems to be not very happy with all the austerities she's performing. And not allowing her entrance into rasa dance or madhurya leela gunarupa nam nam, the madhurya leela pastimes, conjugal loving dealings. Lakshmi has no entrance. Well, the reason the acharyas explain, because one thing, amongst few other things, that she doesn't want to be a devotee of the devotee. She wants to be directly the devotee of the Lord. And that's not allowed, or Lord is not pleased with such endeavors. So, the Lord is pleased when one becomes devotee of the devotee. Raga Nuga, we are the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our speciality is we are Anuga. Anu means right behind. Ga means to go, to follow, follow. We are known for our following. Following who? Following other devotees. Becoming follower of another devotee. There's always one between, or many, between Lord and you. There are many devotees. At least one devotee. Raga Anuga. You're following the footsteps. You try to cultivate the mood of devotee of your choice. That could be from Braja Mandal, from Golok, or Rupa Anuga. We are also known as Rupa Anuga. We are followers of Rupa Goswami. Haribol, what is wrong with you? And not just this morning, but it's always Bhagavad is the time. Om Namo Bhagavate. Mahaprasade. One mantra puts to sleep, another mantra. Prasad is going to happen, so please. Anyway, not so many, but few of you. It's a good gathering we have. Only few are sleeping, not sometimes most of them are sleeping. And I don't like this. You think Prabhupada likes this? Lord is happy with the sleeping souls? Yes? This class is to wake us up. To get inspired, get excited, really. Finally, wake up!
Hari Hari. So, we are Rupan as devotees of devotee. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this. He is standing before Jagannath in front of the cart, and he said the whole verse, of course. Naham vipro, like that. Nacha narapatir, this, that. Naham varani, nacha grahapatir, this, that. And then, Gopi bhartur pada kamalayo, dasa dasanu dasaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is wanting to be devotee, has appeared as a bhakta, bhakta roop, bhakta avatar, and he is begging to the Lord, please make me devotee of your devotee. Oh Lord, please. This is the prayer. Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda. And that song by Narottam Das Thakur, this whole meditation. Radha Krishna, what are they? Pranamor Jugal Kishore. Oh, they are my life and soul, they are my heart. Same thing. Lord is heart of the devotee, and devotees are Lord, heart of, what I'm saying, they are heart of each other. Lord is a devotee of, the Lord is heart of devotee, and devotee is heart of the Lord. Oh, they're in the hearts of each other. Lord is in the heart of devotee, and devotee is in the heart of the Lord. Did I say right? I get confused. Hari. So Narottam Das Thakur, this is whole meditation going on. Oh, they are my life and soul, my heart, Radha, Krishna, Pranamor. You would like to make also your Lord and soul and everything, yes? Is that your goal? Say yes or say Haribo.
Haribo.
And then this whole meditation, then I will, where is Radha Krishna right now? Kalindi, and on the banks of Jamuna. And I will go there and I will offer garland and I will do this service, that service. But then Narottam Das Thakur says, hey, hold on. He should have maybe said this earlier, but he says later on that there's a Lalita Vishakha there. Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agyaya Karibo Seva Charanaravinda. You have to take their permission. They have to recommend you for the service. They have to see whether you are expert enough, humble enough, pure enough, before you are awarded service. So not that you go and grab the service or no. There are others there. There's a whole hierarchy there. You have to go through them. That's why this parampara business is the same thing. Not going directly, going through devotee. Of a devotee. Hari. So we have to understand, right? We have to understand also. If we wish to serve Krishna, which is our wish, we already have made up our mind to serve Krishna, but then this is how it works. You cannot serve directly. You have to go through somebody, or you have to work under somebody, under someone's supervision, following in their footsteps, imbibing their spirit, their mood, cultivating their mood, and following in their footsteps.
Hey, Nivedana Dhara, Sakira Anugata Kara.
We pray every day also to Vrinda Devi.
Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha.
We know you are very dear to Krishna.
Tulsi Krishna Prayasi.
You are very priya, very dear to the Lord. And you are always engaged in service of the Lord. But I have appeal, a Nivedana Dhara. I have humble appeal unto you. Sakira Nugatakara, please make me or the follower of the damsel of brush, this is how they translate. Please make me follower of the damsel, the gopis of Vrindavan. Make me follower. Anugatakara. Ei Nivedana Dhara. This is my humble appeal. Oh, there also. We see this serving devotee of the devotee of the devotee of the devotee, becoming servant of the servant of the servant. So again, just going back, so Lakshmi doesn't want to do such a thing. No! Directly! Okay, then keep performing your austerities. Go on and on and on. We go there with Vrajamandal Parikrama year after year after year, still continuing our austerities. She's not entering into Krishna's rasa dance pastime. And then Krishna not being independent, and devotees kind of, he depends on the devotees, is controlled by his devotees. And Lord is saying all this. Is this true? Yeah? Lord becomes, he drives the chariot of Arjuna, he has become a servant of a devotee, serving, assisting him. Especially in Vrindavan, because there are different rasas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Did I miss something? Five of them, principal rasas. Dasya, those who are dasas, they are servants of the Lord. Lord is controlling them, engaging them. But as soon as we go from dasya ras, where devotees are servants of the Lord, we go to another ras, another mellow, and this is say Sakya ras. Lord's independence is finished. Friendship is amongst equals.
And this coward boy's friends went down, hey, who do you think you are? To me, I'm Islam. We are equals, okay? Do you understand? Otherwise, go home. You can't play with us. His friends threatened him. So he's not independent. He's dependent upon his friends. Lord allows that, and he loves to be equal with his friends. Okay, then we go from Dasya. Dasya is already over. In Vrindavan, there's not so much Dasya, Ras. A few coward boyfriends. They carry lunch packet of Krishna, or few of them. So mostly this Sakya Ras and Vatsalya Ras. As we go to the Vatsalya Ras, he's very much junior. He's a junior. Even I was just reading the prayers of Queen Kunti, and she's offering prayers unto the Lord, and the commentary, the Acharya says, hey, he's junior to you, Kunti Maharani, how come you're offering prayers? He is even junior to your elder sons. He's junior to Yudhishthira Maharaj. When he comes in front of Yudhishthira Maharaj, what does Krishna do? Krishna bows down and touches the feet of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Only when he comes in front of Bhim, then they embrace each other. When he's with Arjun, then Arjun bows down before Krishna. No? Krishna deals. So he's junior. He's junior to your sons, or at least eldest son. What to speak of you? And you're offering prayers. Namaste, namaste. So many prayers are offered. So he's talking about awe and reverence. God is great, and from that standpoint, yeah, dasya, and then awe and reverence, and our prayers are offered. But as soon as we come to Vrindavan, no one offers prayers to Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. Yeah, Arjuna also started offering prayers when he saw the universal form of Arjuna, of Krishna. He was trembling. I'm an offender. I committed so many of. I did not realize you are. Oh, you are great. I thought we are equals, and we were sharing the bed together, and we would eat from the same plate. And but now I realize, you are big. So this is also this is Sakya Bhav. Bhakto Sime Sakha Chaiti. You are my friend and my devotee. Bhakto Sime Sakha Chaiti. You are my friend and my devotee. But this friendship, Sakya Bhav, is full of Aishwarya Bhav. Our Lord God is great. With that understanding is also mixed while being a friend of Lord Krishna. But when we come to Vrindavan, there's a whole Vishrambha. Vishrambha Sakya, Vishrambha Vatsalya, Vishrambha Madhurya. And in Vrindavan, while dealing with his sakhas or with his parents or with the gopis. Lord is fully dependent upon all his devotees. He's not independent at all. Again in Mathura, Vasudeva and Devaki, as soon as Krishna is born, they're offering prayers. But in Vrindavan, does Yashoda offer a prayer to Krishna? Offers a stick. Or says, here, you kid, look, your clothes are dirty. You have been playing for such a long time. And don't you know what time it is? Nanda Maharaj is waiting. He's sitting and waiting to eat with you. Let's go. As he drags him. And so that is what Lord is talking. Aham bhakta paradhinaha. Aham bhakta paradhina. I am adhin. I am dependent upon my devotees. I am not independent. So the Sakhya Ras are of two kinds. Arjuna is also Sakha. And Sridham is also Sakha in Vrindavan. And Vasudeva and Devaki are also parents. There's a Vatsalya, but that is at another level. And Nanda Baba and Yashoda are also parents. This is Vishrambha, Vatsalya, full of this display of Aham Bhakta Paradhina. And then the Madhurya Ras in Vrindavan, that is also Vishrambha Madhurya and Aishwarya Mishrit Madhurya is also there. Lakshmi Narayan, there's a Shrangar Ras, there's a Madhurya, conjugal dealings, but there's a awe and reverence and those dealings. Arsita and Ram also have conjugal dealings, but they are limited. There's a Maryada Purushottam. But in Vrindavan, Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. This Madhurya Ras, Madhurya Leela, which is the top most Leela, which gives so much ras, so much juice to the Lord also, and the devotees who are reciprocating with in that realm. So Radha and Krishna, Gopi and Krishna, and this is all here we see. Aham bhakta paradhinaha. Radhani, well, this is even higher than prem. Radha Krishna pranaya vikratir alhadani shakti rasmat. Alhadani shakti rasmat. The dealings between Radha and Krishna, this is exhibition of their prem, their love for each other. Is Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Alladini Shakti Asmat. Or in fact, this is more than Prem. Above the Prem is the Man, and there's Pranay, and there's Raga, and Anurag, and Bhav, and Mahabhav. And at all these levels, Lord is more and more Aham Bhakta Paradhina. Is more and more dependent upon those devotees. Those devotees lovingly govern and control the Lord, and Lord loves those dealings with his devotees, loves and reciprocates, I was going to say, but then we also understand that those devotees, Anna Bilashita Shunnam Shunya, they love him so much. Lord cannot even reciprocate appropriately or accordingly with those devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, he declared, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajami aham. As they surrender unto me, to that degree, I reward them, I reciprocate with them. You remember that verse? Hariri. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajami aham. Govindam Adipurusham Tama Aham. So here, devotees are singing, Brahma has sung. What do I do? Govindam Adipurusham Tam Govindam Adipurusham Aham Bhajami. Here, devotees are doing bhajan of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord said, yatha mam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajami. Bhajami aham bhajami. Bhajami who? Who do I worship? Yatha mam prapadyante. Those devotees, those who do my bhajan, surrender unto me, think of me. Of them I aham bhajami. I worship them. I serve them. I reward them accordingly. So I just wanted to get your attention to this bhajami, where Lord said, aham bhajami. We are saying, yes, Govindam Adipurtam aham bhajami, but Lord also says, aham bhajami. Yatha mam prapadyante tan, unto them, or them, I worship. This is the kind of relationship devotees and the Lord has. They're devotees of each other, you could say. Devotee is a devotee of Krishna, and Krishna is a devotee of his devotee. So he made that general statement, ye yatha mam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajami aham. But then see, in the 10th canto, Krishna said, now you are doing so much of my bhajan, or so much of my thinking, you love me so much, O gopis, O Radhe. Now he had, rasa dance had begun and then stopped because Krishna left, and gopis were looking for Krishna and they did not find him. They come back to the bank of Jamuna and they are singing gopi geet, and I am not far away from those who chant my glories or remember me. I am here. And as Lord appeared in the midst of them, rasa dance begins. And there, during that context, Lord said, what did he say? Na paraye aham. Na paraye aham. Our Shivaram Maharaj has written a whole book. The name of the book is Na paraye aham. He's kind of pointing out, Shivaram Maharaj is pointing out, bringing it to our attention what Lord said. He says, Na paraye aham. He had said, yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajami aham. But to gopis, no, I'm sorry, I did say to Arjun that I will reciprocate accordingly, duly, appropriately, to that much degree. But for you gopis, no, I cannot reciprocate Your love is so much. It's overwhelming. And I'm indebted, and I cannot be free from such debt. Napari aham. So then what to say? Lord had already said, aham bhakta paradhina. But this is more than, well, this is more. I'm more dependent upon the will of my devotees. So just see the Lord's dealings with the gopis. Anyway, I just want to say towards the end that Prabhupada also did so much for us. Yes? Yes, no?
Yes.
Not enough? So one time, those who realized that Prabhupada has done everything possibly could be done for us, giving us Krishna. So devotees had this thought, Prabhupada, we are indebted to you. Okay, Prabhupada heard, and that's true. Yes, you are indebted to me. Then devotees, disciples said, is there any something that we could do, or there is some way to become free from this debt? First Prabhupada said, no, nothing. You can't be free from such debt. Nothing could be done. After a small pause, Prabhupada, yes, but you could do one thing you could do to become free from this debt. You could do one thing, or attempt to do one thing. What is it? And Prabhupada said, you do as I did. You do as I did. It's a big statement. You do as I did. A lot of time misunderstood, understood. We could take the meaning as I sincerely propagated Krishna consciousness. I founded Hare Krishna movement and gave Krishna consciousness to you and so many others. So you do as I did, or continue to spread, share this Krishna consciousness with others. You do as I did. So that also could be a takeaway from this class. Takeaway. Vaisheshika Prabhu, when he gives class. Oh, what is the takeaway from the class? What are the takeaways? What are the realization? What did he realize? And he gets them to repeat. Yes, I understood this point. I realized this while you were talking. And there may be also some questions and all the clarification. Maybe also asked. But then, yeah, so you do as I did to, and this is attempt to become free from, or you do as I did, Prabhupada did. That also could be said, that you could do what your spiritual master continues to do on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Or you do as temple president is doing, you do as I did, or as I'm doing, or let's do it together Let's all do this together here in Vrindavan. So President presiding over Assembly of Devotees, or your leader, your counselor, you do as he did, or do with him. Continue to spread the holy name around. Hari Hari. There are so many things could be said. His words did say, if I could find that one at the end, let's talk of the name. Where was it? Let's talk of 32. You can deliver him simply by awakening. This is Devarshi. No, Durvasa Muni is talking to the Lord. His statement, one before this one on the board. You can deliver him simply by awakening within his heart the holy name of your Lordship. So you awaken your holy name in their hearts. This is how you reward or reciprocate with your devotees, my Lord, or you protect them by awakening the holy name within your heart. Or you give your name to them and they realize the name, they serve the name, they glorify the name, spread the glories of the name. So we're just now also doing what you do as I did by celebrating World Holy Name Festival all over the world. Srila Prabhupada arrived in September, 17 September 1965, and he was ambassador of the Holy Name, and he gave the gift of the Holy Name to the world. And as being grateful, we are grateful for what Prabhupada has done, given the Holy Name to the whole world. So you do as I did. So during this World Holy Name Festival, we were attempting to spread the Holy Name, give Holy Name to more and more devotees, give it to ourselves also. Charity begins at home, and give it to others. And this program was a global program, and I'm happy. I'm the coordinator. ZBCs have given me this assignment of coordinating World Holy Name Festival. So I took note of what you did, right here in Vrindavan Dham Ki. To you do as I did, what Prabhupada did, all over the world. You were doing that here in Vrindavan, sharing, distributing Holy Name to yourselves, temple devotees and the visitors and congregation. So I congratulate you all. Arivo. Our temple president, Panchagaura Prabhu, took leadership in organizing this festival, set up big pandal, and he was jumping on the stage and beating drums so that Holy Name could be heard far and wide. Brahad Mudang is chanting. This is also Brahad. He was making it more Brihad, more loud and clear with his drums. So thank you once again for World Holy Name Festival. Okay. Okay, God bless you.